EA Sports. It's in the game.
That was pretty good.
That is good, dude. That was good.
Not going to lie. Welcome back to episode number 70, everybody. Benchwarmers, we hope you're doing well. Dallas is in the house.
Yes, Dallas, sir. And before we get it started, before we get it cracking, we need to run the intro, guy.
Yes, we do. Thank you for reminding me.
No problem.
Field Podcast, here we go. With Spidey and Mabo, we run the show.
Dallas is feeling
from the misfits to the home runs. Join the fun.
Let's have some fun. Welcome back to Off the Field Podcast. We finally remembered to roll it at the beginning of the freaking episode.
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling, Dallas? Let them know.
I'm feeling amazing today, man. This is a good day.
Love that. Well, let's start with our weekly home run picks. Get right into that. Adley at the buzzer for me. He homered yesterday. Absolutely love that, man. He came in with the clutch home run to save my home run pick for the week.
Nothing new with Judge. I mean, I knew what I was going to get. Got a home run. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Ladies and gentlemen, bet on the Yankees.
This guy just, you've picked Judge, Soto, Judge, and they've homered every time.
I should be a Yankee fan now.
I am picking a Yankee this week. It is not going to be Judge. It is not going to be Soto, but a guy who's kind of hit a resurgence, and that is Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. He's found his power again recently.
It's fire.
So hopefully he keeps it up this week.
Now, myself, my home run pick, I'm going to still stick with the Yankees. Easy cheat code right there. I'm going to go with Anthony Rizzo. I feel like he'll probably hit two this week. Hopefully.
Okay.
So we'll see what we could do. Okay. Now, Dallas, let me know, babe. What you want?
Oh, yeah, I like that accent, man.
Tell us what you got, huh?
I think I got Shohei Ohtani hitting that home run.
Yeah,
man.
He's going with one of those guaranteed picks.
Yeah, that guaranteed, man.
Okay, Ohtani. You know, it's a pretty likely that he will hit one of those home runs.
Never go under. Yeah. Never.
Why are you laughing, huh?
Oh, man.
You think I'm a funny guy?
Oh, man. Yeah, you're definitely funny.
I'm a funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy. Real funny guy.
Oh, man. This guy thinks I'm a funny guy. Real Am I a funny guy?
Yeah, this guy thinks he's a funny guy.
I can't believe this guy.
Hey, I like this vibe, man. I like this vibe.
You think Dallas fits in? Well, didn't you wear a pinstripe suit to one of our award ceremonies?
Did you?
Maybe. I might have.
I think you just went about
like the gangster, like Halloween costume.
It was like a black. Well,
I am a little bit Italian, actually. My mom's side is Italian, so yeah. Yeah. I might have.
I kind of. I think you did. You wore like a black pinstripe, and then you wore like the mobster hat.
I might have. Who knows, man? I definitely have one of those.
If it's in the blood, it's in the blood.
Yeah.
He's in the family.
He's in the family for sure.
Now, babe, wake up! A new City Connect just dropped.
What we got? Who we got?
It's the Blue Jays.
Oh.
I sent this to you, Mobo.
Here, let's take a
look
at
it. You and Dallas can take a look.
Let's go.
Let me pull it up right here. Now, tell us a little bit about it. Do you like it?
I like it. I feel like people always hate.
Ooh.
What do you think, Dallas?
I like that a lot. The all
I
black.
I just realized the swoosh is yellow, too.
Yeah, it's like a gold.
I'm a big fan of all black, so that's my favorite. I like that jersey a lot.
And a lot of teams have had an opportunity to incorporate the skyline, and somebody finally did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it looks pretty nice. I think it'd be dope if it goes to the pants and it stays black, but then as it gets lower, it gradients into blue.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty hard.
Would it just have the blue jay on the shoulder?
It looks like it's just that.
Yeah.
And then
that's cool. Simple.
The hat is not in that picture, but I do like the hat also. Mm-hmm. It's just like a new tee with like the maple leaf in the middle.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I feel like people are going to hate in the comments because it seems like with how bad City Connects are this year, everyone's just like, no, we hate them all.
Everyone's being a hater, huh? There's a lot of negative energy out there.
Too much negative energy. They got to step that up.
I will say the only, including that one, it's just that one and the Rays that I really think are nice this year.
Yeah.
All the other ones, I'm kind of like,
Everyone likes the San Diego Padres City Connect.
I like it.
You like it? Yeah. I think it kind of looks like a highlighter, like a mix of highlighters on a jersey.
But
I'm not a big fan.
But it's for the Aztec culture of San Diego, Dallas.
It is. I get you for sure.
Unpopular opinion. I know I told him. I like the Mets City Connect. That like matte black. Just
no,
New York.
I have the unpopular opinion. A lot of people like them. I don't like them. Like a majority of people like the Mets one.
Oh, they like the Mets one?
Yeah.
I don't even think I've seen the Mets one.
It's gray. It has black lettering. It says NYC.
Sounds like I'd like it. I think I would. Hey, let me see that, bro. Let me see that.
I like the helmet. The helmet is really cool. Yeah. The helmet is sick.
Tough.
But I don't know. The jersey to me was just, it's okay. Like,
it's all right. Yeah. Everyone's got their own.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, dog.
I'm a big fan, actually.
Dude, that looks sick. The hat is pretty fire, though.
Yeah, I'd like it better if the pinstripes were thinner, actually. I think the pinstripes are too thick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see it.
You don't like them thick?
I don't like, yeah.
Yeah, pause. You don't like them thick, Dallas?
I don't know.
Well, to stay on the topic of baseball, this is a little more sad news. Ronald Acuna, man. It's heartbreaking. Yep. Tragic. We all are aware of what happened.
His ACL, for the people that missed, left the chat.
Man.
And unfortunately, I think it was his opposite ACL, which sucks. He tore his ACL in Miami 2 seasons ago, or 3 or whatever, for those who remember. And it looks like this time it was his left. And you just hate to see this happen to the top players in the league, especially the season he just came off of, that 70-40 MVP. Yeah. And now he was struggling this year. And just to throw it in with the year he was having to have this injury, devastating.
Mm-hmm. Not a way you want to go out at all.
Like, it just reminds me of Trout, man. Like, you want to see the top players on the field. You want to see them play. You want to see them perform. And unfortunately, Acuna is going to be out all season. And who knows how much this will linger for the rest of his career. Yeah. But, man, I hate seeing guys who are good for the game not play the game. Yeah, so,
for sure. Yeah. That's just the way it is sometimes.
It always hurts seeing faces go down.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I feel scared when my legs feel tight if I make a wrong move, bro.
Like, and those dudes are professionals.
And they're pros.
And their families, their careers, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I have a bad right knee. I totally do. But I did that to myself, I believe, over the years of editing right here. Because I'll have this leg straight and I'll be like this while editing.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's rough, for sure.
Yeah, I need to stop that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or else you'll end up like Acuna.
Who would be in the most threat of an injury like that, you think, in our softball games?
I'd say this guy right here, for sure.
Man, both of you guys are clowns.
No, hate. No
Bobo,
hate.
Haven't you gone down twice on swings?
I've gone down once was the injury, twice. The second time was like a close call, but no tomato.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to throw Jeff, and I'm going to throw
Jeff has historically bad ankles.
He's got ankles, but I feel like he'd be really susceptible to
the
knee.
Because of basketball.
Well, even down there, your Achilles is right there, bro. So, got to watch that. But, yeah, like you said, Uncle Slam.
Yeah.
Uncle Slam might have worse knees than me. My knees aren't terrible. It's mainly my right knee, and I could just – literally, if I just stretch it, then it's fine.
Because he plays with – is it the one – I feel like it's – I know for sure it's one brace. Is it twice? It's both of them?
I think it's both.
Double drip.
Double drip.
Double drip.
Matching drip.
Brace drip.
Matching brace drip.
Knee drip? Yeah. No one got
Uncle
that.
Slam's got some bad knees, and he also had one of those bad swings like you during the home run derby. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That one
That's
sucked.
What costed him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember because I think he had fell, and we were all in the outfield because the ball went up in the sky, but we were kind of like, why is he on the ground?
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I do remember that. But you guys remember the Cubs fan that played with us? I legitimately thought he tore his ACL. But the way he was reacting.
I'm not sure if I was at that game.
He was just a random Cubs fan that played with us one day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he played 3 games.
He was the one that spit out the gum when Bobby was talking to him. He's like, yeah. He had gum in his mouth, and he was like, yeah, and it flew out.
Into the camera.
But the way he reacted, I thought he like had the worst injury ever. Like, he was grabbing his knee, like spinning. And I was like,
that's crazy.
I was like, oh, my God.
Bro tore his knee for the video.
For the fans, for the culture.
I was gonna say, I think you've told me this before. Isn't it true within like sports, it's always the non-contact injuries that are the worst?
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah,
like, does that go hand in hand with football?
Because if
like
you're
basketball?
Hurting that bad and nobody even touched you, then it's
severe.
Bad. Yeah,
severe.
And you know what else I found out on the Acuna one? They tagged him out after
on the play.
Oh, yeah, because the pitcher walked up to him, right?
Yeah, Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, didn't he just kind of like
yeah, he walked up to him and he was, you can see the glove go You know, I was like, bro.
Hey, you got to get the out.
The coach, make sure he's okay, but get the out.
Mic'd up.
I wouldn't, bro. Like, my character, I wouldn't be able to be like.
Unfortunately, I think I would. I'd still get him out.
Dallas is like, done. We're trying to win here.
Yeah, we're trying to win. Get your broken knee off the field. I know
you would walk up to him and be like, that's unfortunate, dog.
Yeah. You're still out, by the way.
Heal up.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, come back and be strong, king.
No king. Never king.
Oh, no king. Yeah. No king.
It's only
no
for king. The teammates.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dallas is here today because he actually reached out to me and he was like, seriously? Yo, man. Can I come on the pod again? You guys need some guest? I love to talk. And I was like, of course.
Could always use a yapper.
Yeah.
We love yapping here.
And now that you're back in the house, we want to start by talking about not only a hobby of yours, but what slowly seems like it's becoming a passion, photography. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Both of them, photography, videography, I've been getting into it.
Oh, so you just want to go just in it.
If you want to see.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to see what he's done so far. I put all the guests' Instagrams in the description. His will be in there. Yes, just sir. Go to his Instagram. He's posted some videos of some highlights that he's done at, like, football camps. Is that what they are?
Yeah, basically football practices and camps. The coach at my school gave me the opportunity to be the cameraman. And
what a cool guy.
Taking it up, man.
Dude, hell yeah. Amazing. Oh. Was there somebody doing it before you?
No, I just emailed him and I'm like, I want to take on the role, basically. And he's like, yeah, let's do it.
So you're going to be able to do it for season?
Yeah, so I'm going to hopefully travel with the team and go do it, man. It's gonna be
damn, cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that.
Dallas going worldwide. How long ago would you say you've been shooting as a whole then?
Like October, November with a real camera.
Okay. Did you borrow someone's camera up till then until you got yours?
A little bit. Yeah, I used my friend's camera. He's a dirt bike rider, so I just used to use his dad's camera and I filmed him a little bit.
Oh, did you just get him going off the jump?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. That's all it was. That's how it started.
Have you ever ridden a dirt bike?
Nope.
I've ridden one ATV. That's about it.
Yeah.
Do you think that'd be a cool conversation? Do you think that'd be a cool vlog? Do you think like you'd be able to like is there a trainer course?
I could definitely take you somewhere and you could ride and learn. That'd be pretty cool, actually.
That looks pretty sick.
I've never done it in my life.
Yeah, you'll be good.
You and photography. How'd you two find each other? Were you at like the local high school hangout spot? You saw her across the room, nice little lens, and you were like, hey.
Damn, you got some bad photos, girl.
Definitely not. I don't know. I've always kind of liked creating like cool stuff, especially like, I don't know, like anything art related basically.
And I love that he's got a creative mind.
Yeah,
I relate.
We stand creative minds. Are you kidding me? That's what America was built on. And maybe. Metal
maybe.
Lots of metal.
Too much metal, actually.
Now, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Say, you know, you blow up and you act like you don't know nobody. Do you think
did you get that reference or no?
Oh my god, we're old. You guys
are unk status for sure. No hate.
Okay, well, at least unks is like the cool old guy.
No, yeah, I'm not unk yet. He's unk.
Bro, how much older am I than you?
What's the difference?
I'm 25.
Did you hear him? What's the difference?
What's the age difference here?
Oh, well, 2 years?
Yeah. 2 years?
Yeah.
See, I'm 25, though. I'm still at that 25 and under.
He's at that Trout number. He's 27. Yeah.
Right, he's Trout. He's Trout number.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Dang, man. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think you could do this as a career?
Is it something you'd want to do as a career?
Possibly. I don't know yet. I'm still trying myself, basically. I'm only 15. So
you should know what you want to do by now. You should be investing in a house. You should be buying your car. You should be paying off everything.
You need to start as early as possible.
Saying, for sure.
Like me personally, in 2008, when I was 9 years old, I should have bought a house.
You would have. Yeah,
I should have.
What year did you say?
2008, 2009.
I was. That's when I was born, 2009.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. We have one past 2005.
We are unk.
Yeah, you guys are unk, bro.
Okay, so what was childhood for you?
Yeah, like, what were staples of your childhood?
Okay, let's say what name two childhood shows that you, like, remember watching where like, yeah, that's my shit.
I don't watch shows, really. Juice WRLD Prime, you know what I mean? Like, Prime Juice WRLD.
Okay.
That's wild, bro. There was no rappers for me as a child.
And
I had M&M. I think that's about
that's
it.
Basically it, really. I don't really know.
Like, do you remember, like, toys, bro?
I never played with toys. Like, when I was born, and then I just kind of learned how to walk, and then I was playing
You're just walking around?
Like, bro, I was playing softball by then, basically. You I was six that's when true. It started.
Yeah. You asked me a staple of my childhood, bro? Like, the red and yellow car? Every kid my age had a red and yellow car. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen that thing before, man.
Bionicles.
Man, oh, but
what about that like
fire.
Carpet? Like the
yeah, the carpet the map of the carpet. City. Yeah,
I had that, and I used all my Hot Wheels.
You
on.
Had that
for yeah. sure.
Oh, and speaking of Hot Wheels, Mobile sure. finally brought Hot Wheels.
I'll make sure to send Ozzy a picture for the IG. But you see the banana S4. That's my whip. Then we got that that red AMG. That's Austin's. And then we got the two track cars, another Benz, another Porsche, and then we got Dallas's. Pretty much like the indestructible unit right here. Yeah, this man. Is the green Sprinter.
You want to hold that real sick. Quick? I'm claiming this thing. This is going to be my vehicle, and I'm manifesting that. For sure. It's going to be mine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be mine.
The more, I don't know if you guys know who this is. You actually kind of look like him. Do you know Ryan Trahan, either of you?
No.
He did this Ryan whole Trahan. Series called Traveling Across America with a Penny.
Huh?
And so he has to build up from a penny. And it just makes me want a road trip. Just makes me want to, because he went from here to North Carolina.
Dude, it's
on
so sick.
On a penny.
I watch those on TikTok every single day, actually. Those travel videos. Mm-hmm. Not that exact guy, but those are so sick.
I've seen somebody do a Model 3, like, live with me. And they just kind of, I think he was going through California at that time.
Simple life.
Yeah, the guy that I'm talking about, he also, not only does he live off growing from a penny, he can be reset. So the series and his channel had blown up so much that he had donations, and those donations were for meals across America. And if anybody ever donated more than $50,000 to it, then it reset him back to a penny.
Oh, shit.
So he's basically he's living on pennies, basically.
Well, he did this like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
He's done with it already. The whole goal was deliver a penny to Mr. Beast. And so he did.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
But,
Mr. Beast got to get that penny.
I think the whole shtick was, has Mr. Beast even seen a penny? He's so rich. I think that was...
He's definitely got some pennies
in his car.
Mr.
Beast, have you heard of a penny?
No.
Do you know what a penny is?
What's your favorite thing to photograph, Dallas?
Probably dirt bikes, actually.
Yeah?
That's my favorite, just because I like it so much.
Yeah. It's combining your first love with your second love.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just outdoors. I like that stuff. Like, I like sports, but it's not my favorite. It's just easy because it's close. It's, like, school-related. My friends do it. That's the easiest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would kill it for sure in, like, motorsport photography.
Yeah,
I feel
but
like that'd be sick.
It's not that much pay. Like, you don't get paid that much. Motorsports, there's not a lot of money in it,
like, bro,
be honest.
If he made it as an NFL photographer, ooh.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. That'd be pretty cool.
Immediately just, yep.
He'd make bank, bro.
Maybe even like a sports psychologist. I'd be down for that too, like an NFL psychologist. I think I could do that.
What's going on in your mind?
That. Yeah, I like that.
So why did you hit the gritty today?
Yeah, exactly. Why'd you sell when you didn't even when the touchdown didn't
Was
count?
The fine worth it?
Yeah.
Hey, you humped the floor and you got a flag.
Yeah, man.
Tell me about that.
You were out of bounds. Why'd you throw the ball?
The play didn't even stand, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't reset.
Or they'll drop the ball before they're in the end zone and it doesn't count.
Oh, I hate when they do that, dude. So oh, my God. Like, dude, just hold on to that thing until you cross that beautiful white line.
I still don't get the people that let up running once they're, like, 10 yards within and they're like, oh, I'm going to slow down, and then they get trucked from behind.
That doesn't happen.
You know what I mean? Like, they never run it out.
Yeah, for sure.
You are currently in your freshman year, yeah?
Yeah.
So, it's almost over. We're almost at summer.
Yeah.
So, how's it been?
The first half was really rough, actually.
Because you were switching schools, right? Yeah.
I mean, I could say the school. I don't mind. You're cool?
Just
keep
don't.
It private?
Just,
yeah.
You never know
you never
what
know.
Kind of people are listening, but
there could be some crazies, guys.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, the beginning of the year, you were trying to get from one school to another.
Yeah, the first half was rough, for sure. Sports didn't really work out for me over there. I tried to play basketball, and then I actually got a hole in my lung in, like, September.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah,
no shot.
I landed wrong, and I got a hole in my lung.
What?
So that was pretty rough.
Wait, oh so, like, God. Did you land on something, or, like, how?
I, like, landed on my head, and then I got, somehow I got a hole in my lung. I don't know what happened. So wow. I was like struggling to breathe. I just had to, I couldn't make it. So I was done. And then baseball tryouts were the next week, and that didn't really work out either because I was struggling with breathing, basically. So that didn't work
this
out.
This is the first we've heard of this.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't talking about it really, but it's chill. It's all good.
I'm glad you're here. Glad you're doing it.
You're healed up now?
This is what it's,
the hole is patched?
Yeah, I'm good now. It closed up.
I was going to say, the hole does patch, right?
It closed up on its own.
I was going to say, it's one of those heal itself injuries.
Yeah, it was like a month probably until it was good, back to normal.
Well, I'm right there with you. Let me give you a thumbs up.
Yeah. Thumbs up right here. Yes, sir. But yeah, back now I'm at a new school. It's a lot better. I'm actually on the surf team.
You are?
Yeah. So I start school at 10:30 every other day now.
Oh, wow.
So it's a move for sure. I get to go to the beach once a week and surf.
Hell yeah.
That's my thing.
So you like catching the morning grass?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is probably going to be the answer, but what's your favorite class?
My favorite class is psychology.
You have a psychology class your freshman year?
Whoa.
I only have 5 classes.
Actually. No, yeah, that is a thing. I remember in my freshman year, there were people taking sociology.
Yeah. That's what I was going to take if I was there the whole year, actually.
Yeah. What are your 5 classes?
Geometry, biology, English, psychology. How many is that? Is that 4?
4.
And then Spanish.
Hey, look at that.
Learn that Espanol.
Let's go, bro.
Me gusta eso. Lo que estás haciendo.
Yeah, I don't know all that. You said I like. You said I like something. I don't know.
It was just I like that you're doing that. That's good for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm probably going back to Mexico in 3 months.
There you go.
You need English.
He's going. He's going. Aren't you going to Mexico like next month?
I'm going. Yeah, the 5th of June.
Man,
dude, that's like next week.
Gonna be in what? Sick.
Dog, that's in like 8 days.
Oh, it is. I haven't gone shopping yet. I have not packed.
last minute, bro. Put the pressure
on. We love doing it, dude. Like I love the pressure.
Actually,
I know. Thanks for the heads up, bro.
I've told you this.
I knew it was June. I didn't know it was June 5th.
June 5th.
I like that. Yeah.
See, last minute everything. Yeah. Guys, procrastinate.
No, don't. No,
I wouldn't say that.
I would not.
No, don't.
Not at all. Do not procrastinate.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Like, I know Dallas is literally saying, like, just as like, yeah, don't have it as a characteristic. I'm saying it is don't be that person.
Don't at all.
Don't be that guy.
I know enough people who do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I struggle with that a little bit, actually. My homework.
I did all the time in high school, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and college.
Yeah. That's just
like
the
procrastinating as a student, not as annoying as a character trait.
Yeah.
Procrastinating as an adult with everyday life things. You start to get on people's nerves.
But it leads on for sure. So
oh, yeah.
I got to break that habit.
Of course.
Yeah. I'll be all right. I'll be good.
We'll make it up.
What do you think are the biggest differences for you personally going from middle school to high school?
Everyone's more like, no one talks that much anymore, to be honest. Everyone's pretty depressed, actually. It seems like.
Well, I was going to say, so in middle school, everybody talked to each other.
Vibing, dude. It was sick. Like, it was. We were all cool. Now it's just like bigger school, 4,000 kids.
4?
That's about what mine had.
4, yeah.
I think mine was like less than a K.
I think mine was 3,700.
Yeah, mine's around there. Like 4,043.
I think mine was like 750. Am I graduating? No. Actually, no. My school was like 2,200, but my graduating class was like 7-something.
Yeah.
My graduating was like 900, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think I'll have like 1,000 for graduation. Yeah.
I wonder how they'll do it for you. For me, they split up. If your last name was A through L, you were one side of the field. If you were M through Z, you were the other side.
Yeah. I think they just do it all in the same, actually, to be honest. It's such a big school.
I don't know about you guys or for you, the viewers watching. Is everyone graduating this year?
Yeah. Like, my cousin's actually graduating. One of my cousins is.
I know like 7 people that graduated this year.
I think I have 2 cousins that are graduating this year.
Yep.
It's wild.
Either college or high school.
Yeah.
It's just crazy right now.
Yeah.
No matter what, everyone's doing it.
Like everyone's in their senior year this year for whatever, except Dallas. Dallas is just rocking the freshman year.
He's about to be a sophie. Right.
Yeah.
He's going to be a sophomore.
Yeah.
We no longer have to give him the fresh meat punches anymore, bro.
Yeah, none of that, bro. None of that. I never got any punches, actually.
That's good.
I think the phenomena that you bring up of nobody talking is, I think, from middle school to high school, everyone has their friend groups built going into high school.
Yeah.
So they don't see a need to expand.
That was my struggle at the new school because I had no one really. So I was just like, everyone had their own groups and I was trying to, I don't know, it was all right.
But I was going to say, is it now at your school, is it like, would you say it's very clicked up?
No, not my new one, but my old one was for sure. Clicked up, people kind of stuck up to themselves, but it's all good now.
Yeah.
Everyone's cool.
That's good. That's glad, man.
I noticed it big time when I went from high school to college because I had my friend group already. Yeah. And then in college, that's how it was. Like, nobody wanted to talk to each other. Like,
yeah.
It was almost like repelling people. Lives. You just you literally got to school and you're like, I just want to be by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't mind that on some days, actually.
It's not bad. But you know what? Like, sometimes you want that morning chat.
You want that vibe.
You want that, hey, you want that banter. You want banter. Yeah.
Like, you got your school friends for sure. Yeah. Like
there's a difference.
Yeah. Like, for me, Stephen Hipple, wherever you are. I don't know where you are, but he was a school friend. Yeah.
Julio Varela, wherever you are.
Okay, buddy.
School friend, man.
That's crazy.
That's a school
friend. Keep it on the campus.
That's a school friend. That's crazy. Nash, I know you're listening. I know you're listening, Nash. You're totally listening.
Steve Nash.
So his first name's Nash. Oh, another thing that blows my mind. This might hit you one day. I think his name's Eric, one of my old school friends, is now a teacher.
Mm.
So it's weird to me that I went to school with him and now he is teaching people in school.
That's crazy.
My buddy from high school, believe it or not, is actually getting his teaching degree right now. He's going to go back to teach history.
It's weird, especially because like him, I didn't know that much, but I know my friend Trevor, who I knew a lot more. We hung out outside of school, is now a teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I know you outside of being a teacher.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of the stuff you've done. And I'm like, and then he goes and he teaches a white guy teaches Spanish.
That's how mine was actually. My
high school teacher was my Spanish teacher was white.
Yeah.
Her name was Mrs. Lopez though.
Oh yeah. Mine is actually named Miss Lopez right now.
Is it really?
Yeah. She's super nice.
Is that the default?
She's white?
No, she's Hispanic.
Yeah.
She's cool though.
Hey, mine did a good job though, because I'm not fluent, but I hang pretty well till this day.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you learning in Spanish right now? Like, what are some words? Or what's the topic matter that they're teaching you?
Like, just basic words, basically.
Okay. I don't know why the food's really stuck for me.
The foods? I don't know any food, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So it was kind of hard. Like, I'm still kind of trying to learn it because like just switching schools and all that. Like I didn't even learn like numbers or anything.
I was about to ask, how high can you count?
None. I don't know any number. I know till 10.
Okay. I was gonna say. I think I can do all the way to 100 still.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I can get there.
Once we get to 100, then I'm like, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah.
Huh?
122.
That's 102. Oh, you say 22? 122.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this one? What's this one? Ocho.
Eight.
What's this one?
Cuatro. Four. It's four ski brothers.
Four ski brothers.
What's this one? 22.
I don't know.
22.
I'll get that.
Mm.
What about
63?
Oh, I got it.
That's 73.
I got one.
Oh. It's no. 63? I said 60, not 63. Yeah,
63.
60. Okay. 60 is 60. 70 is 70.
How about? I think this one's gonna get him.
11. 11.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. See, I know some.
See, it's because you said 1 to 10. I was what like, about 11, he's not going to love
that. 95.
95. I'll get there.
Last one. 17.
Let me think. 107.
17.
No, 17 is 17.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Did you hear what I said?
He said 17.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you said 117. I'm like, not 117.
I know. I was like 17. And then my mom goes, no, that's 17.
I'll get there.
You got it, brother. Honestly, I'll say this. It's not hard. What helped me out, okay, granted, I am a Spanish speaker. I was born into it.
What?
But.
Family.
I think the feminine and the masculine, like.
That's hard.
It's hard, but once you get that down, dude, everything falls into place.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that right now. It's hard. Yeah. Try to just, I know you're still learning, like, basic commands of, like.
Camera. Oh. Little pause right here. We are using our dual camera setup for the first time in a minute, and we're back on the MOBO side.
Shit.
Well, just back up and sit down. You're good.
Making sure that we're We're focused in, dog.
I sure hope we are.
That'd be crucial.
Yeah, I like triple check that thing. Hopefully.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of your Spanish tenure, you'll end up like me to where you can at least know what the conversation's about.
Yeah.
So Spanish speakers can't talk shit on me because I'll know. Won't know exactly word for word, but I'll know if you're saying something.
That's the most important part.
Yeah. You got to talk very fast.
Because those dudes are smooth. Those people are smooth. They'll talk smack.
That's why I can't keep up sometimes or like respond or know what they're talking about, because like they'll just rapid fire and I'm like, dude,
just real
slow.
Quick. Professional.
Chill out. Can I speak about something on my mind? Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
For sure.
So
what you got?
You know when you have those random thoughts?
Like intrusive thoughts?
Not intrusive, but like it's just like something you think about that you're like, huh. I started thinking about this like this. So I drive all over. I drive to softball. I drive to you. I drive to Gabe. Mm-hmm. Think about this like before cars existed, right? Mm-hmm. Back in like the caveman days, there's no way any of us are friends.
No way. I wouldn't know you at all.
Because everywhere is by foot.
No, yeah, I would have kicked him with Dallas.
Really? Huh?
It's all family.
I would have found Dallas.
You would have found him?
Yeah, just, probably by the beach.
Where do you think I'd find you, bro?
So,
I'd be like at the pier, you know, on like some rocks. And you'd be surfing like on the rock.
I'd just like give you a peace sign.
You'd be like,
and every day I'd just go like that.
That's how we communicate. We don't even talk.
I want to know your name. Just communication.
That's
what I do. I know a lot of people like that. I just wave at them. I don't know their name.
So I did some math of what that would be like back in the day. And these are all no shot that we'd ever know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, he lives 40 miles from me.
Yeah.
So in a car, that's nothing. Excuse me, sir. Loud ass motorcycle outside.
That's definitely a bike.
Yeah, that thing sounds like a Harley.
It's a Harley for sure.
HD.
Yes, sir.
40 miles. That's how far Gabe is from me, which would take me 15 hours to walk to him.
Golly.
No shot we ever meet in the caveman days, bro.
No way.
Mobo lives a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
Mobo's like 4.5 miles away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Even still, it would take me 1 hour and 40 minutes to walk to Mobo.
Yeah, and you got to think, those dudes didn't go to school. They weren't educated. They were educated on their own.
Nah, they just picked up a rock and just went.
Yeah, that's good.
They'd made one movement, one motion, and the rest is history.
And they were probably super happy people.
And then you are 23 miles away,
mm-hmm.
and it would take me 9 hours to walk to you.
Shoot.
I got a phone I just peeped up right now. If we were to meet, we're... Andy's area is now.
Oh God!
So
we'd never meet Andy.
Not only is it about 60 miles out from here,
Jesus,
it would be 20 hours, 8 minutes straight walking there.
I would definitely meet him.
I think I would.
The only people I realistically think back then, if we were cavemen and like you meet your cave homies, mm-hmm. was that I could honestly see like is realistic is Mobo. Mm-hmm. It is like I said, it's like 1 hour 40,
yeah.
but it's possible. That Maybe. We could have crossed paths one day.
Maybe.
Cap lives close to him, so Cap's in there too.
Yeah.
Sweater.
Sweater's an easy one.
Yeah. But like everyone else at softball, no shot.
Because we're all spread out. We're all over.
I know. And it seems so easy with cars nowadays, but like back then, like it's no.
We take him for granted.
You take whatever's in this like little radius.
Yeah.
Well, think about a
horse, maybe.
Like where we play softball would be a foreign land to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder what horse time would be. Like,
be crazy.
Because horses were around.
Yeah, horse and buggy.
So maybe it cuts the time in half.
You think it'd be like based off like their nap time? How much it takes
the
to,
horse?
Like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like it goes a certain amount of distance and then it stops for a bit.
People still use horses to get around.
Yeah.
East Coast.
We've hit some homers with horses going up a mountain.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of homers, Jeff has found this YouTube channel that has compiled all of our career home runs.
Yeah, no I feel like I've shared that one before. I've seen it. I've seen like a good amount of the videos.
Really?
I am just finding out about this. So I watched mine, and I was only interested. I think my career home runs were like 170 or something. Mm-hmm. But I was like, all right, I've only hit one milestone so far. That's 100.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's my 100th career home run? And I was fast forwarding to find it. I was one home run away. One.
No way.
From my 100th career home run being a banana tourist.
Oh.
Remember when I wore that on Halloween?
Yeah.
My 98th and 99th home run
was
in that costume. And then 100 was just the normal softball game.
Dang.
And I was like, no, I could have been a banana tourist for my 100th career home run.
Could have been Peely. Peely for the home run.
Peely, I could have.
It's that Fortnite dude, right?
Dude, I was so mad. I was like, dude, it could have been an epic 100th career home run. That'd be sick. I don't know how accurate these videos are that this guy's making.
Probably not that accurate.
I feel like it's... Dude, he goes back pretty like.
It's definitely the most effort I've seen put in to keeping track of our home runs.
Yeah.
Because cool. I see people in the comments do it, but this guy makes videos off of it. So.
Yeah, this guy is hardcore.
Look, he just uploaded the mobile one.
Did he really?
I swear.
There's a lot of look, about 3K from this. Shoot.
What? What are you at? Go all the way to the end. What's your max? What are you at? What's the last one that he posted?
Damn, Tony edits these.
Dude, I have 20 minutes worth of home runs. What the fuck?
Yeah, I got 25.
Nice, I remember that game. That was last summer.
Just go all the way to the end. Drag it.
I'm going.
Because he always puts it in the bottom right. So whatever the last one is your career total.
118
right now.
What's your 100th? Just drag until you see the 100th.
It's a little bit laggy.
Is it?
A little bit. I ain't going to lie.
I ain't going to lie to you, my boy.
Oh.
I think
that's it right there.
That's it right here.
What game was it? Let me see.
On season something.
On season number 6.
It's just some random one on the small field.
Yeah, it's on the baby field.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know what? I think this was a championship game.
That's my type.
Is the trophy back there?
Yeah, I think so.
People were just ripping them on that field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gerds.
You're good, Dallas. You're good.
You just kept it at that. You just exposed.
Hey, what's the Dallas compilation, bro?
Nothing.
He said.
Might be an Inside the Parker.
I think he does include Inside the Parkers.
That means I'm on there then.
Because there was one where I just ran around home plate as Jeff was like struggling. And yeah. I was like, oh, he throws Inside the Park home runs in there?
Yeah.
But okay, so we got Mobo's 100th career. We got my 100th career. Dallas is coming soon.
Coming soon. Back at the old field. Because yeah. I don't have those gains yet.
It's all right, dude. I believe in you.
You will, though.
It's been a year. We're talking about the same thing. So we'll see.
And we'll see if people continue to believe in Caitlin Clark. She took over the college scene.
She's nice.
With her unbelievable talent to shoot the ball. And I saw her for the first time. She came here to Los Angeles, member of the Fever, played against the Sparks.
Yes, sir.
My first ever WNBA game. And not going to lie, just as entertaining.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I wish they could dunk.
Yeah.
Besides that, definitely. I mean, I didn't really feel like, oh, man, this is a women's basketball game. Like, it felt the same. Like, it's going to, like, a Lakers game, especially because everyone was so hyped because they wanted to see Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see Cameron Brink, who, Cameron Brink. But,
is that the blonde girl?
Yeah, the blonde girl. Mm-hmm. And, they ended up getting the win. It was Caitlin Clark's first career win ever.
That's cool.
So I saw that.
That's good.
They moved it. It was originally going to be at the Long Beach Pyramid.
No way. Oh, I remember hearing about that, actually.
And then it blew up to such big proportion that they were like, hey, I think we need to move this.
I've hooped there a few times. That's the spot.
Yeah, you were telling us, like, it's like open court sometimes, right?
Sometimes. You have to get lucky. But, yeah.
That's wild.
Hey, I got a question, Mobo.
What's up?
You know what Caitlin Clark looks like, right? You know who she looks like?
Doesn't she look like Pleaky?
Like Rick Owens.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
put it on the video, the side by side, so everyone can see.
Dude, yeah.
They look like each other.
Rick Owens?
Look, you pull up a picture of Rick Owens.
There's a side by side. There's a photo of her. Yeah.
Dude.
There's a photo. Search up Caitlin Clark, Rick Owens.
That already, look.
Search up Caitlin Clark, Rick Owens. Just search that up.
Who is Rick Owens? Is he a fashion designer?
He's a super sick fashion designer.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, dude, it's like top.
Where was it? Dude. There's a side-by-side action, and she has like a fit on right there. I think it's the all black.
Bro.
And she reminds me of Rick Owens.
Look, it's Rick Owens.
Bro.
They look alike for sure.
Oh, my God.
Definitely. That dude's a beast.
Caitlin Clark looks like Rick Owens in the 90s.
They look alike.
Her performance that day, by the way, she started 0 for 7 from 3.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because obviously, you know, I'm vlogging. I'm doing my thing. Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
But Art just wanted one clip of Caitlin Clark making a three. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well have thought Art was vlogging the game too. Because it took her to the fourth quarter to make one. And Art is like this the whole time, dude. Just trying to get one.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, I just want one. I just want a clip, bro. And
that'd be crazy.
And yeah, she finally made one in the fourth quarter. She had made layups in the first three quarters, but like everyone wants to see her how she's in college, just absolutely sniper one from the logo.
Yeah.
And she did. And the first one was just like finally, and then the second one was like the dagger. Because the Fever were up by enough, but it was still within reach.
Yeah.
She hit the hit behind the back. Boom.
Fire.
And then drained it. And that was pretty much it. That's right there. I was like, the Fever just won because of that shot.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a pretty sick event. Not going to lie.
It was
what,
79-77?
It wasn't that close.
Those games seem very layup heavy. Like a lot of layups.
Yeah. They can't dunk.
They can't dunk. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they're still, it's fun to watch. There was one play, like, you ever been that defender where you're all alone and then they're like picking on you, passing the ball because
the
so it was three of them. There was one here, one here, and one here, and it was the sparks running, and the one defender is like trying to stop the shot, and they were like, pass it here, pass it here, pass it here. And the defender was like
bullying her. That's crazy.
They really were.
Had her lost.
And that Dodger game that I went to, where Dallas was recently at.
Yeah.
When did you left, like, the sixth inning?
I think it was the seventh or eighth.
Seventh.
I think it was the end of the seventh, actually.
Y'all don't stay for the whole game?
Nah, my mom likes to go home.
Traffic.
There's so much traffic.
I was going to say,
especially
at
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
So we get there on time, and then we'll leave, like.
Dude, I didn't even know he was going to be there. And that was the day you asked to be on the pod.
Was it that day?
Or no, we were updating.
Yeah,
we were updating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were just like texting, and then I ended up seeing him there.
Yeah, because there was some K-pop band there that day.
Yeah, it was like a Korean night.
Yeah, yeah. Korean Heritage Night.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when the Dodgers have performers, it's usually the mariachi. They use the entrances of the outfield as like a stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so me and Art were walking to our seats. I'm like, what is going on out there, bro? And we couldn't go the normal way. We had to go around because they were using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like Rize. It was like R-I-I-Z-E. That was the K-pop band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was just vlogging the people, like just obsessed.
So many people.
And then out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody clearing like three benches. And I'm like, oh, Dallas.
I just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, he really did.
Sat down and he turns around and I'm right there. Super like, funny, dude.
What's up?
And then after you had left at the end of the game, I would do this literally team. I signed for like the whole team, and I signed a beer can for the first time.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw those kids roaming around the stadium that day.
Oh yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah,
it was the parent, right? They gave you the beer can.
No.
Was a kid?
Was a kid?
Here's what I think happened. So I signed for all the kids, right?
Yeah.
And then I think these two girls just saw what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they have no idea who I am.
They just wanted to do it.
And they were like, hey, he's somebody. Let's just go get it signed.
Because
they came out of nowhere. They weren't there at the beginning. They like eventually came in. And then you can see on my video, you see her hand it to me. And then she starts like filming on her phone, me signing it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, I got somebody famous.
She probably searched up this podcast. I think you had the hoodie on that.
I did. Not this one, but I had
the black one.
You had another one,
I had the black one on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll see it in the video that she has on her little phone.
Yeah, she'll see it for sure.
She was like, she probably got the can back and she's like, Spidey? It's not Andrew Garfield.
It's not Toby. It's not
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
It's not TH.
Nah.
Yeah, man. She'll figure it out one day.
And speaking of baseball, and I saw this video. I think it's by Made the Cut. It's baseball in Japan. My goodness, they are psychos.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like an hour long. I only got like halfway through. But in Japan, there's this like tournament. I think, if I remember correctly, I'm probably butchering this, but it's called the Kanoshi or something like that. And it's like the most honored thing to be a part of. It's a high school tournament. And it's like over 4,000 high schools competing to be in the final. Mm-hmm. And it's single elimination. So you lose one game, you're done.
You're done. And yeah. they're strict, too. Those,
dude.
They're hardcore.
Oh, you know about that.
I've heard about it.
I don't think you know the level of strict these guys are. So there was a pitcher who, leading up to the Kenosha, pitched 4 days in a row, a starter, not a reliever.
God.
Yeah.
All four of those were complete games.
Crazy.
And one of them was 15 innings.
Yeah, so that's what, 50 innings almost?
So that's 27 for the three. And then you had that one 15-inning game.
Yeah.
That's like 43?
Something like that.
Yeah, no, 42 runs or innings.
What? Yeah.
Dude, and they beat them. And some, like, there was one where a coach hit his player with a bat, like, and caused him to bleed out of the head.
That's crazy.
And the player said, "I get it. I deserved it."
Yeah, oh my God.
That's a different level out there. It's a different level of ball, man.
And they ingrain it into them that this tournament, winning this, is so impactful that if you lose, you should, like, be bawling.
Yeah, and that's how they are.
Yeah, there's, like, videos of them, like, in tears that they just lost this thing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
It really is, dude.
Yeah.
And in the video I was watching, they have clips of Shohei, like, back then. And he wasn't at the point of bawling, but there's clips of him, like, standing there, and you could see his eyes watering, like, that he just lost it or something. I'm like...
It's because they put all the work in.
Dude.
Too.
And there's... Like, he just kept saying there's, like, coaches. Like, almost every coach believes that if you don't practice to the point of throwing up blood, then you're not working hard enough.
And we think it's bad here.
Yeah, bro. I'm just kind of glad crazy. Bobby doesn't.
10-hour practice days is what they go through.
I've heard that before.
It's wild.
Nah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, they're finally cracking down on it, apparently.
Yeah. They all have the similar mechanics, too. Similar swings. And
people are, from what the video was saying, it's very military-esque of how they run baseball.
Definitely.
Military baseball.
That's how they think of it.
That's just wild. Like, apparently, it was a big deal. One of the teams that won this whole thing a couple years ago was the first team that won it with long hair. Because apparently, you're told to shave your head every player. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And another one, because respect is such a huge thing in Japan,
yeah.
they were on the way to the tournament. They were in the final. And not even anybody on the team, not any of the players, not even anybody. They have cheer squads also who have to train just as hard and are disciplined just as much. And if they don't cheer as hard or harder than the other teams, then it's like, what are you doing out there? You're doing a terrible
Your
job.
Life's over.
You suck.
So this team...
Jeez.
Not even somebody on the cheer squad or the baseball team. Some kids at the school just got into a fight.
Yeah.
And they said it puts a bad look on our school to be in the championship after this news just broke. So we're pulling ourselves from the championship.
Oh, my goodness.
And the players didn't even do anything.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
It's a whole new level. And I'm not here for it.
I'm on a new level. Nope.
That's hard.
I'm on a new level.
Yeah, I would... Never play baseball out there or any sort of sport.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's supposed to be America's pastime.
This I thought was
hilarious. Pastime.
This is what I thought was hilarious. So, obviously, like, foreigners will go over to play in the NPB, their MLB.
Of course.
You'll have, like, older MLB guys that want to continue playing.
Yeah.
And some of them have gone to the point of almost breaking Japan records. Mm-hmm. And they are so against a foreigner beating their records, they will do everything to not let it happen.
Crazy.
So Sadaharu Oh, who's like the Babe Ruth of Japan baseball, he holds the home run record for a single season. And there was a foreign baseball player outside of Japan who was about to break it. He had like four games left. They walked him all four games.
That's crazy.
So he couldn't
beat it. They didn't want to let him.
So he couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
Dude, what?
And another guy who had 13 games left said he saw one strike in those 13 games.
That's crazy, It's a whole new level, like I said. I have nothing to say, really.
I didn't think it was that clicked up there, dude. And we're over here cheering. We're over here like, yeah, break the record.
Well, because out here, it's just like, yeah, do it.
Just
dude.
Like
get
anybody.
Trophy,
like, go ahead.
Picture, that's it.
Get your name up there.
And Hideo Nomo, a Dodger, was the first one to do this before Japan allowed their players to come over.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. If you were signed to an MPB team, then you were there for life, basically. The only way you were able to get out was retire or to even switch teams within MPB to be traded or released. Man. And they basically made it impossible to go play in MPB. So Hideo Nomo said, or his manager said, hey, buddy, why don't you just retire and we're going to go and send it in the MLB. And if it works, it works. But it was super in Japan culture to them. It was like super dishonorable.
Yeah.
And they viewed him badly for it at the start. And he retired in Japan at like 23. So he could go play in the MLB.
Wow. That's weird. He
luckily ended up succeeding in the MLB, so they did root for him over in Japan.
For sure.
But that basically started the trend of Japan players coming over to MLB. But that's also why they have to pay a posting fee, because Japan's like, we're not just going to let you have them. You have to pay us a posting fee for them coming over.
Yeah, they're pretty selfish of their players.
I didn't know the history behind that. So Hideo Nomo walked so that Ichiro could run.
Yeah.
And then Ichiro ran so that Shohei could ball.
They talk about Ichiro for a little bit too. He turned down like
Yamamoto.
Oh, Yamamoto.
And Yamamoto. Ichiro turned down like $22 million of sponsorships because it was a distraction.
Crazy.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Damn, they're hardcore.
I would never.
Dude, there were some coaches.
I'm getting the bag.
There are some coaches in Japan who, like, told their players sex is banned for the season because it's a distraction. Some of them wouldn't even let them see their girlfriends because it's a distraction.
What?
One guy even said, if I'm not enough right now because I can't be the husband I need to be, you can divorce me.
It's the military.
I need a ball.
Ball is life.
It's more than the military.
I can't imagine being, hey, you're going to miss the birth of your child. Got a ball.
So.
Time to ball out.
There was a guy whose son had a disability. He had to go back to America. And this one was super crazy. And
don't tell me he threw away the kid.
Come on.
He ended his life. The coach, not the guy. The guy went back to take care of his son. And everyone's like, you really choose your son over this team? Like, because they think that your whole life needs to be committed to the team.
Yeah.
And then,
oh my God,
the manager thought he did such a poor job, or he didn't get the job done being able to get him back to come play, that he was like, I have dishonored
my
team
culture,
and culture.
Whatever, yeah.
And yeah.
The coach.
Is crazy.
Yes.
Bro.
Oh, dude.
That's crazy. Dude, that's a whole different level.
Yeah. That's a new level I do not want to see.
It's literally military and baseball combined.
More than that, really, yeah.
That's like missing a fly ball and then having Bobby just exile us. Just walk. Oh, my car's... Walk away from me.
Yeah, that's walk how it would be.
Me. Jump off the cliff. Now.
Walk the plank.
Do it.
Get some skirt. Walk the plank.
But on the brighter side of Japan baseball, there's this manager. I believe it's for the Bay Stars.
Mm.
I think. I don't know. But he is so eccentric, bro. He rode in on opening day on a hovercraft, like a motorcycle hovercraft. And he came. He like flew around the stadium for 2 minutes, just like, yeah, I'm the manager.
Bro, got the oppressor. Cool. Like,
that's all right. The oppressor.
And then they zipline their star players onto the field.
On some Shawn Michaels shit or what?
That's
pretty sick. That's cool.
Shawn Michaels was like,
yeah.
This guy was like this. Like, like.
Gotta keep the posture.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure the posture.
I need to go down like this.
Like, bro, it was wild.
That's funny.
Nah.
Yeah. He apparently, like, makes all kinds of crazy uniforms for himself. And
yeah. Man.
Baseball is definitely a whole nother animal in Japan.
We got to catch a game.
I do want to go to a game one day.
That'd be cool.
For sure.
That'd be cool.
You got to watch a game.
Yeah.
You got to clean up all the trash afterwards. That's what
they
do.
Hey, we can bring instruments and make noise.
Bro, they don't. Dude, trash in Japan is like
non-existent.
Rare.
That's what I mean. Like, they cleaned up the trash after all the games. The fans do, I believe.
Oh, there probably won't be any after the game. As soon as they drop it during the game, it's picked up.
Yeah.
Janitor's just like...
Yeah, that's it. Discipline. Whole new level.
All right, everybody. That is the end of this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, Dallas.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dallas. Sick. Had a lot of fun.
Make sure you follow his Instagram. Check out all his photography shots and videos. Follow the journey. Subscribe here to the channel. We post the audio on Spotify and Apple at 2 p.m. on Thursdays.
Lendrum and the video goes up on YouTube 2 p.m. Fridays.
That is all.
Dallas, do you want to send off the fans? The bench warmers?
Just listen. That's it.
Listen.
That's it.
Close your eyes, listen, open your eyes, watch.
Unless you're watching the YouTube video, then you can open your eyes.
A little bit of both.
Or you're driving. Don't close your eyes while driving.
Do not do that.
They have the podcast on. They're like, I love Off the Field.
Keep your eyes on the road. Stay safe.
All right, everybody. Goodbye. Peace out. See you in episode 71.